At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The first day of school is always a big deal. Bigger still for science teachers when a historic solar eclipse happens the same day. KERA's Christopher Connolly watched with some eighth graders at Leonard Middle School in Fort Worth.
Sarah Tipton's science class starts just after the sun, the moon, and planet Earth begin to fall into line and darken the sky across the middle of the United States. But before she can get into any of that science, she has to take attendance.
Mark, Aragon. Okay. Stephen Bartleson. Stephen?
The first day of class is always hectic, so usually Tipton wants to just get to know her students, start building relationships, and put off content until later in the week. But because of this rare eclipse, she says they're going to just jump right in and do some field work.
As scientists, we are constantly making observations about our surroundings. We are constantly collecting data at all times. It could be just with your eyes. It could just be with your ears. But today we're going to make some actual recordings. Okay?
Tipton tells the kids they'll mark down changes to temperature and wind speed during the eclipse, take pictures and video, and make other notes and observations. And then, after a little lesson on what an eclipse actually is, she hands out those reflective paper eclipse glasses, and they go outside.
All right, so if you have glasses, which all of you should, please, at this time, put them on. Put your glasses on. Hurry, girls. And look up.
It's like a smiling face. I'd say it looked like the Kool-Aid man smiling, but some other people might be different.
Yeah, I was like, ooh. What? I'm serious.
That's 13-year-old Jeanette Leos. 14-year-old Stephen Bartleson said the Kool-Aid man thing. His friend, Ayers Triggs, says he hadn't even heard about the eclipse.
That it darkens our world. That's cool. Now that's really cool. I never thought of nothing like that, you know. I never knew anything about it until now.
Ayers said he was going to go home and tell his family that this was one of the best days of his life. After that, he puts on his eclipse glasses to spend a few more minutes watching the half-obscured sun. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Earlier this summer, we reported on a new bill that allows certain community colleges in Texas to offer four-year degrees in areas like nursing and early childhood education. Supporters say this will help fill shortages in those fields. As part of our American Graduate Initiative, Stella Chavez reports not everyone is happy about the effort.
Anita Huft is dean of the College of Nursing at Texas Women's University. When she first heard community colleges could also offer four-year degrees in nursing, she had concerns.
My first feeling was this is not part of a community college mission. You know, they don't have the resources to do this. How can this be happening?
Under the new Texas law, community colleges will be able to offer four-year degrees in three areas: nursing, applied science with a focus on early education, and applied technology. Supporters say this could help increase the number of workers in those fields. Schools that want to do this have to go through a lengthy accreditation process. Four Texas community colleges already offer four-year degrees under plans approved by the legislature. Huft with TWU says four-year nursing degrees at community colleges could have unintended consequences, not just for those schools, but for your institutions like hers.
I anticipate an increased competition for qualified faculty and increased competition for clinical sites.
And when that happens, costs could go up, she says.
As increased competition for faculty goes up, increased salaries to attract those faculties occur, and that increases the cost of nursing education, which eventually is passed off to students and then eventually passed off to patients that they care for.
Today, about 90 community colleges around the country grant four-year degrees. Beth Hagen is executive director of the Community College Baccalaureate Association. She says a community college is the perfect setting for some students.
The students who are in community colleges today are not exactly like students from the beginning of the community college days. We have working adults who are in the workforce, in nursing in particular, and they're going back to school to get additional education.
Hagen says universities concerned about community colleges moving into their arena shouldn't worry.
This is strictly about workforce issues, and I really believe that's important for people to understand because These aren't the kinds of degrees that most universities, with the exception of teacher education and nursing, are interested in having.
State education officials agree. Raymond Paredes is commissioner of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board in Austin.
Universities clearly don't have the capacity to meet the demand in certain professional fields such as nursing. If we had every university in Texas working at capacity, they wouldn't produce the number of nurses we need.
Paredes also says students need more affordable options to pursue a post-secondary education. But he cautions against thinking this will dramatically change the university landscape.
There's not likely to be a rush to try to offer baccalaureate degrees among community colleges because, first of all, the setup costs, the startup costs, are expensive. Secondly, accreditation is not simple.
Huft with TWU's nursing school said addressing issues in nursing isn't simple either.
The nursing shortage is a very, very complex issue and can't be solved just by opening up more programs.
She says more needs to be done to help nurses, not just at the college level, but in the workforce, to improve job satisfaction and reduce turnover rates. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
You can learn more about the issue at keranews.org. And the forecast, mostly sunny skies today, a high in the upper 90s, but there's a 30% chance of rain tonight, cloudy otherwise, with a low of 75. And then tomorrow, 40% chance of rain with a high of only around 90. There's also a 40% chance of rain. It's 82 degrees now in Dallas, 79 in Fort Worth, 74 in Wichita Falls, and 78 degrees in Tyler.